Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hammer time. Go with
the flow. Well, good morning, Buffalo. Good morning, West New York. Yes, it's Dominic Ortiz. Happy New Year to you. And Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now. When you walk the road done right, call Dominic Ortiz. Call
Ortiz, your man for home improvement. Celebrating 30 years on the radio in Buffalo, it's the Home Improvement Hour on WBEN with Dominic Ortiz.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. Happy New Year to you as we get ready to wind down on 2019 and wind up 2020. And after 30 years here on WBEN, hopefully we've helped you in the past. And if there's a story you'd like to tell about something that we talked about over the last 30 years, I'm all ears as we share and reminisce about 2019. What is your New Year's resolution for your home, for home repair, to keep your house in tip-top shape into the new year, 2020? And anything that we've helped you with in the past that we may want to rehash and retalk, stories you might want to tell. Like I've got a good one. This one goes back a few years, and it goes into the category of catching me. And really, I can say I was had by this call. It was a young man who called, he said that he had to ask a question about his roof. Jerry, you remember this? You do. Anyone else who remembers this, give us a call and give us your impression of this story as I tell it. So he started by saying, "Tell me if you could, where you should start shingling, from the bottom or from the top?" I said, "Wait a minute, excuse me, what are you asking me?" He said, "Yeah, do you start shingling from the bottom of the roof at the gutters, or do you start at the peak and work down?" I said, "Come on." I said, "Of course you start at the bottom and you work up. You lay shingles one on top of the other." He goes, "I thought so." And then with that, I hear the screen door open and slam. And he apparently was on a cordless phone. And at the top of his lungs, he yells, "The guy on the radio says you're doing it wrong. You're supposed to start at the bottom, not at the top." You remember that? Well, that was my that goes into the category of, I think, my all-time favorite, being caught by, I think, a scam call. I mean, I'm pretty sure, right? Unless there's a roofing technology that I'm not aware of that allows you to start at the peak of the roof and work down, I think we were ahead with that one. What do you think, Jer?
I'd say so, unless they're talking about a metal roof.
Yeah, well, even then, you always start at the bottom because you want that overlap, you know? Everything has to overlap so the water drains into the gutters. How about you? Do you have a good story from years past or this last year?
Well, I'm going to think throughout the show, but what I said before, a lot of people always talk about the escape of heat and the melting of the ice around.
Now you're going into the top questions over the last 30 years. And that's exactly one of them, is heat loss that tops the list. Ventilation and bathroom fans, those all fall into that category. But focusing on what you just said, heat loss, I would say that probably is close to the top of the list of number one concerns from homeowners on preventing heat loss and not having adequate insulation and inadequate ventilation causing the ice formation. So absolutely. And then close to that is the question about bathroom fans and venting them to the outdoors as opposed to into the attic. So those go to the top of the list of I think, most frequent repeat questions over the last 30-plus years. So anyway, if you have a topic that we've touched on in the past, you'd like to reiterate or refocus. If we've helped you in the past with an interesting problem you've had, a story you'd like to tell and share over the last 30 years of this program, we'd be certainly welcome to entertain that this Saturday morning, along with open phones, anything around the house, as we celebrate the end of 2019 and get you ready for a new year. And your home improvement New Year's resolutions as well. You can share those here, too, this Saturday morning here on WBEN. You know the number. It's 803-0930. That's 803-0930. Outside the 716, you can call us toll-free at 1-800-616-WBEN. Sales calls are welcome at *930 or text us at 30930. Like the one texter who just wrote in, what was the commercial that you used to ask about hot water and you hear someone scream? You remember that? That was Seneca Plumbing and Seneca Plumbing. They were selling tankless water heaters, and the scream was when you run out of hot water and it would cause you to scream from the cold. So yeah, that was a good remembrance from an old commercial. If you also like to email me, you can do that, hammertime@cortese.net. Check out the brand new Cortese website. It's all brand new, polished, and shiny by the folks here at Entercom. And everything we do is there. Our room additions, our kitchen and bath renovations, our beautiful Bella Kitchina custom kitchen cabinet line, better living sunrooms, solar shades, retractable awning, our retooled handyman service. Now, 8 hours or less, anything 8 hours or less falls into our handyman division. And then now we've created what we call small projects that go between the one day of work to a major renovation. So that category there, that swath of land that falls between a full day to a full renovation, we've now created this category called small renovations. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Hey, before we talk to you, though, we're going to travel to my corner, George Urban and Dick, and say good morning to our good friend, Mary Holland, the branch manager of the Lakeshore Savings Bank there on George Urban and Dick. Hey, Mary, good morning, and happy birthday, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year.
Good morning, Dominic, and I could say the same to you as well.
Yes, our December birthdays fall close to each other, and we're celebrating, of course, Mary, that we have 129 years coming now of Lakeshore Savings Bank putting people first. That is quite a legacy. One bank, one name, unchanged for 129 years, still local, still servicing Erie and Chautauqua counties.
It is awesome, isn't it, Dominic? With all the changes in the banking world right now, we're still here, consistent, and 2020 is going to be a great year for Lakeshore Savings Bank. I can feel it.
There we go. And, of course, we're kicking off the new year, Mary, with a continuation of a 3.5 home equity line of credit. That's awesome.
Yep, we still are running that special. It's been a hot item here with Lakeshore. Not too late to get that winter project done, start a new renovation, 3.5 introductory for the first year. After that, you know, keep it open for 3 years. There's going to be absolutely no closing cost. It's really an awesome home equity.
There we go. And in addition to home equity lines of credit that are unmatched, we also have unmatched mortgage rates, and we're paying good interest, too, at Lakeshore.
We are. We have some really good CDs right now going on. If you have a checking account with us, that's wonderful. If not, we would love for you to open one. That's going to boost up your rate a little bit. We have an 11-month at 1.75% annual percentage yield. Mm-hmm. And we still have our wonderful money market going at a strong 2% as well.
All right. So there you go. You can't beat Lakeshore Savings Bank. A, it's local, and will always be local. And the service, unmatched. In fact, their sell line, putting people first, yeah, they're not just selling that. They mean it, and they perform to that level. Mary, the phone number there at the DePue branch is?
716-898-2022.
Repeat that for us, Mary.
716-898-2022.
For 128, last time we can say that. It's 229 years. Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first.
Come and meet me down by the shore. Yeah, come and meet me down by the shore.
Make sure.
Do
Just a few years ago, Mozambique's Nyasa National Reserve in southern Africa was a danger zone for elephants. Organized gangs of poachers took them down by the thousands for their ivory tusks. Some believed that Nyasa's elephants would soon go extinct. But then something amazing happened. Conservationists and governments got together and formulated a plan. They used helicopters, planes, and a highly trained police force to eliminate poaching. Today, Nyasa hasn't lost a single elephant in more than a year. Conservationists believe the reserve can fully recover and once again support tens of thousands of elephants. With your support, we can keep Nyasa and other protected areas where elephants live safe from poachers' guns. Find out more at 96elephants.org.
You know the old chestnut. If it looks like a duck, swims like a duck, and quacks like a duck, it might be Emerald Heating and Cooling. We take home comfort seriously. Just check Google. There's a whole mess of reviews, over 372, from folks that needed a little heating and cooling healing. Hey, we're a different kind of duck, and customers seem to dig it.
Comfort is always on call.
Do you have someone on your holiday shopping list that loves craft beer? If so, Habitat for Humanity has a perfect gift idea. Get them tickets to the craft beer tasting event Hammer and Nails at the historic Barrel Factory in downtown Buffalo. Brewers, distillers, and lots of food vendors will be there to provide samples of their great products. And proceeds from this event support the restoration of a home for a local family in need. Get your Hammer and Nails tickets now. Just go to habitatbuffalo.org.
I'm Roger Hancock, owner of Town & Country Furniture in Hamburg, where we're making America comfortable again. As the weather cools down outside, you'll be warm and comfortable inside when you get a recliner, sofa, or lift chair with heat and massage. Now, when you're watching your favorite team, win or lose, you'll be comfortable, and no matter what your home looks like, with 700 fabric choices, we can build it to your taste. Stop in and see our huge selection of furniture, dining tables, and two-sided reversible mattresses. If you think you can find it cheaper online, Town & Country price matches Amazon and Wayfair every time, so you can still get the best price and buy local. Our showroom features only furniture designed and manufactured in America. And of course, veterans never pay sales tax. Town & Country Furniture at 37 Main Street in the village of Hamburg. Delivery is always free. Make sure to check out our brand new website too. Town & Country Furniture, making America comfortable and affordable again.
Well, this commercial was written in anticipation of what they thought the weather was going to be like today. But so I'll read it anyway. Those icicles hanging down from your roof sure are pretty. They're a pretty good sign you have heat loss happening. Hello, it's Dominic Cortez, and those big, beautiful icicles are a sure sign it might be time for a new roof. Don't wait for spring to get your roof problems fixed. Call the people that fix them right. Ava Roofing. Now, when you call Ava, you get the same superior service and value winter, spring, summer, and fall, because Ava's not worried about the temperature outside. They're concerned about the temperature inside your home. That's why Ava always has an expert foreman on every job. Getting the job done is important, but getting it done right is a top priority. Call Ava Roofing for your on-the-spot written estimate and project drawing. You'll always be happy with Ava's clean, prompt service. For roof replacement or repair, call 990-4793. Schedule a free estimate today. That's 990-4793. Go to avaroofing.com. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:20 is the time here on WBEN. Good morning from Dominic Cortez, and we're reminiscing this Saturday morning here on Hammer Time Radio after 30 years of doing this show for you. And a lot of people are texting in some fond memories of the past. Here's one: water will seek its own level. That's right. It'll seep, it'll run, it'll trickle and drip until it finds a place to settle and rest. You remember that? The Flotek commercial. That's right. We've read that for many years. How about this? Do you remember when long distance was expensive and families would call from far away to talk on air to relatives at Christmas? via Dominic and Santa. And yes, we used to do that every Christmas time. Yeah, we'd have people call the 800 number from long distance. They'd be listening online and they'd wish their family locally Merry Christmas. Another texter writes, good morning, Dom. Do you use plywood or pegboard for the roof decking? That's thanks for 30 years of helpful info. Yeah, certainly plywood is the best roof substrate, half inch minimum. That'll give you the stability you need to receive and hold the roof shingles and the nails that would be nailed into that roof. Rough shingle. So yes, half-inch plywood is what we recommend. I think you may be thinking that with pegboard, of course, that's a hardboard material. It's almost impossible to nail through, that you'd get some built-in ventilation. And if you're concerned about ventilation on your roof, then employing the technique of adding a furring strip above the rafters will create a airflow cavity where the furring strips would be what you'd call purlins. They would then lift the sheathing above the rafters to allow air to flow above the rafters under the roof sheathing. Effective in promoting better ventilation. Not necessary if you can get good ventilation without having to do that by having flow through from soffits to ridge. But if you can't do that, this is a clever idea. In fact, Ava employs this idea in homes that do not have any overhangs. So, yeah, that's possibly related to the question of why you added pegboard to your text. To the phones we go at 803-0930, and our first stop is Wheatfield. Michael, good morning. You're on WBEN, and Happy New Year to you.
Morning. Happy New Year.
Thanks, Mike.
My question is, we're having a new natural gas meter installed.
Okay.
Of course, they're going to turn the gas off from the outside. What would happen if no one turns the natural gas hot water heater switch to the off, the pilot light would go out. Is there an automatic thing in there that would stop the gas from leaking?
But it depends if it has a standing pilot or if it's an electronic start. Generally, when your meter's being replaced, you'll get notice that, in fact, they'll even come in and they'll shut all your appliances down for you.
Oh, okay.
And, of course, then the line is turned off at the main transmission
it was
pipe.
Turned off on the outside, on the inside, to replace the hot water heater.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing would be for the furnace, although the furnace, I think, has some kind of safety switch, doesn't it?
Yeah, but again, though, the valves that go to these appliances still need to be turned off because the gas would flow through. So we are going to be featuring a representative from National Fuel, hopefully in the first couple weeks of the new year.
Yep.
We'll be talking about gas meters and gas meter sizing.
Yeah, but they're coming here next week. So
okay.
I like to have it.
So just so you're forewarned, all the appliances would have to be turned off at their shutoffs. And then the gas.
The repairman would tell me that, right?
Pardon me?
I'm sure the repairman would tell me that.
Yeah, the National Fuel guy would have the obligation to do all this. And then they would cut the line and turn it off at the main transmission point, and then remove. Is your gas line being replaced too, or just the meter?
Just the meter.
Okay. So what's the reason for your meter replacement?
They said that we needed a bigger meter.
Okay. So a lot of people are having this issue, which is why we're doing a show on it. The larger appliances, the more draw, the need for larger meters to allow for more transmission to come into your house.
Okay, just make a note to myself and make sure the guy reminds me.
Yeah, everything needs to be turned off.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks for the call. Let's move along to Tonawanda and chat with Helen. Helen, next. Happy New Year to you.
Hi there, and Happy New Year to you.
Mm-hmm.
I had ceramic tile put in my kitchen, and I like the tile. If you stand above it and look down, it looks great. But if you stand from the side, there's like I don't know how to describe it, like a smear, like if you spilled milk and smeared
yeah.
it.
Okay.
And we've all tried so many things. And
okay, that's probably the haze still left from the grouting process.
Well, I used some of that grout haze remover.
Okay.
No dice.
Hmm. Was it a ceramic or porcelain?
Ceramic.
Okay. That should be easier to clean than even porcelain. The haze remover should do it. I'd say you may have to give it a little bit more elbow grease.
Mm-hmm.
Well, working on it about 6 weeks.
Really, that long?
None of it's come up. I mean, it looks great looking right down, but if you walk in from another room, it looks awful.
Mm-hmm. You may have to get something more mechanized in to really create the proper elbow grease that you need to get that removed. It should come off though with the right solution.
Mm-hmm. So the stuff it's like at Home Depot, they sell grout haze remover.
Yeah,
grout
that should do it.
Remover.
Yeah, that should do it.
If you're talking about
exactly that. Yeah.
So I should like rent a floor cleaner.
Yeah, something that might be a little bit more give you a little bit more friction. Be careful not to abrade, of course, and damage the surface. But a little bit more friction that you can generate with your own wrist action.
But that's what it sounds like.
Yes, it absolutely sounds like that.
Okay.
All right?
Thanks so much.
All right, Happy New Year, Helen. Thanks for your call. Helen's line is now free here on WBEN, and you know the number. It's 803-0930. We're talking about reminiscing over the last 30 years, how we've helped you in the past. Some neat memories are coming through on the text line. Another one just came up. I miss the witty banter between Dominic and Ken, who had the Home and Garden show at 11 a.m. Yes, Ken Brown retired from radio some years ago, and we certainly do miss Ken as well. And it was always fun having him as a tag team partner here on air. Remember when the internet was brand new and the old original address was an AOL.com, hammertime@AOL.com. That's right. And it was not spelled fully out. It was right, HAMERTME. That's correct. Boy, I even forgot about that. Hey, before the 10:30 news, I want to make sure we talk about something that we touched on last week, and I don't think we gave it the proper respect that it needed. We had our holiday show with Jack Civiletto last Sunday, if you remember. And somebody called about propane heaters and was talking about using a propane heater indoors. Now, and technically, I should have said to him, absolutely, you should never use a propane heater indoors. Now, there are some exceptions to that, but we really want to make sure we pronounce the fact that propane heat generation indoors can create the risk of carbon monoxide contamination. There are some, however, that are specifically built to be used indoors, so just be certain that you know that. It's important to ensure that you have the correct kind of propane heater before you use one indoors, and follow the instructions on the heater before you use it to ensure your safety. The whole hazard here, of course, is it's unspent fuel, and if it's marked for outdoor use only, then that certainly means it's not going to work indoors without creating the carbon monoxide contamination risk. If it's marked as an indoor propane heater, it can be used indoors only if you follow the manufacturer's instructions properly. So be aware of all that. Your awareness on this issue is important. Carbon monoxide risk exists from any unspent fuel device, furnace, hot water tank, it doesn't matter. And the problem, of course, is you're lulled into a sleepy state, dizziness, sudden or strong headache, and nausea could also ensue. And if you see any of those conditions in any of you, your household members, that could be an indication that we have carbon monoxide in your home. If you don't have a carbon monoxide detector, you certainly should have one, and it should be near the heating appliance as well as near your sleeping area. The point here is it would alarm when it detects the carbon monoxide, and it will warn you that there's a hazard. You need to be able to hear the alarm so that you can safely react and get out in time. Carbon monoxide is a serious risk, and I feel a little guilty for maybe glossing over how hazardous it is to talk about using propane indoors last Saturday. So beware of that. And any other question you have about that, we can certainly entertain, as well as reminiscing about the last 30 years and getting you ready for 2020. It's the bottom of the hour. Time for the top of the news.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Multiple charges of sexual misconduct with two minors. WBEN Newsroom, I'm Brendan Keeney, and here's what's happening. Mayor Byron Brown pledges to crack down on rundown properties, this stemming from the December 4th emergency demolition of the building located at 435 Ellicott Street. Read more at WBEN.com. 57-year-old Michael Myers has been arraigned on multiple charges of sexual misconduct with two minors. Myers served on the executive board for the Greater Buffalo Niagara Frontier Council of the Boy Scouts, though DA John Flynn says these charges are not directly linked to scout events. A West Seneca police officer has been charged with misconduct as he allegedly carried on a sexual relationship with a domestic abuse victim, with some of the occurrences taking place while he was on duty. The Bills host the Jets for their last regular season game of the campaign, and depending on what happens elsewhere in the league, they will head to either Kansas City or Houston for Wild Card Weekend. I'm Brendan Keeney, News Radio 930 WBEN and WBEN.com. Follow us on Twitter at News Radio 930.
Hey, if you want to talk about increasing the value of your home, more than likely a bathroom renovation is in your future. Hi, it's Dominic Cortez here. People love the look of a newly remodeled and modern bathroom, and the surefire sign of quality is a beautiful glass enclosure around your shower or bathtub from my friends at Twin City Glass. For over 50 years now, the Weinholz family at Twin City has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. You might not think there are many options when it comes to glass, but trust me, there are, and only Twin City has a life-size showroom for you to explore and discover the ideal glass for you. Hey, make sure you look at Basco, shower doors of elegance, and a wide array of hardware in loads of different styles and colors. Add value to your bathroom. Make a lasting impression. Call Twin City Glass, 694-3300. That's 694-3300. Make sure you visit their showroom in Willitzer Park. Tell them Dominic sent you. And remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Every day, we fight to preserve magnificent places and wildlife. We are Earth Justice, a national legal nonprofit fighting for your right to a healthy environment. Every day, we fight to advance clean energy. We are Earth Justice, 135-plus lawyers representing clients free of charge. Every day, we fight to combat climate change. We are Earth Justice, and we're here because, now more than ever, the Earth needs a good lawyer. Earth Justice uses the power of law to ensure our planet and its inhabitants have a future. No one fights more cases on the environment than Earth Justice. And we win almost every time. Because when we win, the air and water are cleaner, food systems are safer, and public lands are preserved. And we win because these are fights we cannot lose. Want to join us in this fight? The time is now. Go to earthjustice.org today. That's earthjustice.org.
11-year-old Hazel lives in a place that's rich in many things, but not money. As a young child, her job is to play, grow, and learn. But for kids like her in the world's poorest places, poverty gets in the way. There was a time when Hazel had to trek more than 2 hours every day to collect water from a dirty river. Once, when she got a life-threatening infection and her mother had no money for a hospital, Hazel nearly died. But thanks to Child Fund supporters, Hazel and her community now have clean drinking water and access to healthcare. And Hazel has a better chance to fulfill her potential. Child Fund works in 24 countries to make sure children grow up healthy, educated, self-sufficient, and safe, wherever they were born. Why? Because Child Fund knows the promise inside every child is greater than the poverty around them. Learn more at childfund.org.
Mary Beth and Lou Billetier want to welcome you to Chefs on the Go, home of the world-famous Spaghetti Parm, at their new location inside Williamsville Place, Sheridan Drive in Amherst. Enjoy a select menu of Chef's most popular dishes with their famous bread and sauce, with lunch specials served from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. daily. Order online at ilovechefsonthego.com or call 633-8646. Eat in, take out, or drive in to get your order from our convenient pickup window. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. until 8 p.m. Enjoy the great taste of Chefs on the Go.
Like the seasons, life changes. As you come home for the holidays, you may discover new challenges in your aging loved one's day-to-day routine. Before concern turns to worry, talk to the experts at Elderwood. Our wide range of services and safe, comfortable options for senior living will help you and your loved one find peace of mind. If you have senior care questions, Elderwood knows the way. For more information or to schedule a tour, visit elderwood.com today.
Ever try to lift a garage door after the torsion spring breaks? Yeah, it takes a muscle man to do that. And that happened to us at the Cortese household. Made a phone call to my friends at Gorilla Garage Gear, Joel Follow, and he sent Angel out. Yeah, he has an angel, and he did send him out, and he fixed the Cortese garage door with a brand new torsion spring. So garage door repairs on the list of the services available at Gorilla Garage Gear, along, of course, with your Gorilla floor and garage storage equipment, all there at Gorilla Garage Gear. Check it out online, GorillaGarageGear.com. And the garage floor, too, we have at the Cortese household. Awesome, easy to take care of, especially in the wintertime. The winter grime washes right out with a nice scrub and a rinse and a squeegee. It looks like a showroom floor. And your Gorilla floor could be something that you'd be proud of, too, for 15 years with a warranty, a 15-year warranty. Gorilla floors are designed to be durable and wearable and come in a wide variety of styles and colors, and, of course, that 15-year warranty. If you call Joe Afalo today and tell him you listen to Dominic on Hammer Time Radio, well, certainly he'll give you $200 off your springtime garage floor application, discounts on your garage door repairs, as well as discounts on your garage storage equipment. It's all there, GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla, 715-6927. That's 715-6927. Call Joe today, Gorilla Garage Gear, GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla. And remember, to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
30 years on the radio in Buffalo. That's a lot of leaking basements, roofs, and replacement windows. It's the Home Improvement Hour on WBEN with Dominic Cortese.
Hammer time. Yeah, we've been here for 30 years. It'll be 31 in April. And over the last 30 years, we've had a lot of fun entertaining you and listening to your stories and solving your household problems. If we've helped you in the past, if you'd like to reminisce about something that's occurred at your house that we had some involvement in, then certainly give us a call at 803-0930, outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. Going forth to the new year, if you have a problem around the house you need my help with to get you ready for 2020, certainly the same number, 803-0930. And I can tell by who's doing all this texting right now who it is. And thank you, Bill, for being kind of our historian over all these years. Remember Soilax, 3 quarts of warm water, 2/3 cup of Soilax, and a quart of bleach. Put the bleach in last. Who doesn't remember that? And the cleaning solution still going strong after 30 years. Of course, we've substituted Mex soap now for Soilax. Soilax no longer manufactured. And I'll tell this funny story about Soilax. When the company decided to discontinue manufacturing the product, I called them and I said, why would you want to do away with a product that is so revolutionary and remarkably good? And they said, oh, we're well aware of that. They said, but because of the evolution of cleaning products over the years, and with new products coming down the line, we can't survive with the amount of Soilax we're selling. In fact, there's only one market in the entire nation that Soilax does well in. And I said, oh, really? Where's that? And they said, it's Buffalo, New York. And I said, well, I would like to take credit for that. And it's indeed true. We were the number one market for Soilex in the nation. And Soilex no longer manufactured. If you still have some Soilex, give us a call. Let us know. Every once in a while, a customer will say, we listen to you all the time on the radio, and I still have a box of Soilex. That usually follows the statement that they listen all the time on the radio, that they still have a box of Soilex. I still have a box of Soilex as well. I will tell you that Soilex turns to rock if you let it sit. It still works, but it does solidify. So be aware of that. And yes, the children, my three kids, Phil, Nick, and Michelle, did the Soilex rap. You remember that? Hey, Hammer Time listeners, pay attention, y'all. We're the Cortez kids with the cleaner that does it all. And they then listed the cleaning solution on that Soilex wrap. Those are fond memories from years ago. Again, if we've helped you in the past, if you'd like to share a story, we'd welcome that too. Going back to Ken, we do miss Ken. Ken and I used to do the home and garden tip of the week. We now call it the home improvement tip of the week. And we had a tag team going for that, if you remember that. It airs at the same time that it does now at 8:40 on Saturday mornings with Hank Nevins. We used to call it the home and garden tip of the week. We didn't tape them together. He would come in his own schedule and I would come in ML, and we always were tossing back and forth to each other. We got into the habit of doing that even though we weren't in the studio together. So, yeah, Ken Brown, a good friend, miss him. And I hope you're well, Kenny. 803-0930, that's the number for you here as we reminisce this last Saturday of 2019. Give us a call if we can help you at 803-0930 as we travel now to Tonawanda and chat with Craig. Good morning, Craig. You're next.
Good morning, Dominic. Pleasure to talk to you. I've been listening to you for, I guess, decades now.
Well, that's great, Craig. Thanks for calling.
I'm contemplating getting a new roof put on this year, and I had put a new furnace that vents to the outside.
Okay.
And then I remember you talking years ago that you have to put like a chimney liner in the chimney to...
Right, for the hot water tank.
Yeah, which is kind of ironic because in the summertime you're not using a furnace, but and you still goes out the fumes still go out the chimney, but mm-hmm. I don't know how that works. But anyway,
it's temperature related.
Pardon me?
It's temperature related.
Oh, yeah. Correct. Yeah. Okay, so I had a liner put in, and for the hot water, I put the hot water tank in myself, but I had a guy put the liner in.
Good.
I'm thinking about just getting rid of potential problems and leaks because the chimney's getting older. Having it, when I get the roof done, having the chimney taken off.
Sure.
When I tear the house apart, but having it taken down below the roof line.
Sure. What kind of chimney is it? Is it masonry?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, we talk all the time on the show here about building materials. Are they better now than they used to be? And I think you could put this in that category, that the whole idea of having an open cavity cut through your roof that's flashed in, you know, subject to freeze-thaw, water can leak in through, you're relying on a chimney flue to not crack, to protect you from carbon monoxide. All those things, you know, fall into that category of, yeah, it's probably better not to have a chimney if you can avoid it. And if you go to high-tech venting, and if you go to possibly a tankless water heater and high-tech vented out the side, your chimney becomes obsolete. Very true. You could very well do what you said at this time would be perfect. If you're going to have the roof redone, bring it down below the roof line and just stop there. You could cap it off. It'll be just basically, you know, abandoned in that space then below the roof line. Nothing connected to it any longer from below and everything venting out through the sidewall. So, yeah, it's the right time to consider such an idea.
However, if I don't do the high-tech venting for the hot water tank, because the power-vented hot water tanks are quite a bit more expensive. And
yes,
if you lose electricity with a normal hot water tank, I I still have hot water.
Do you have a generator?
Yeah, I have a backup generator.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
yeah.
You know, you wait.
Well, you do have the pros and cons here of any idea, but the point is, if you're going to be able to remove your chimney at this time with a new roof, it would be the perfect time to do that. You just have to think about how you're going to vent your hot water tank.
Well, that's why I'm calling you. So, could I have something put on the top of, like, take the chimney below the roof line,
uh-huh,
and just have like you see like vent pipes, metal vent pipes, and they almost never cause a problem, and they have like a...
So that's another idea. You could eliminate the chimney, and you could go with just a conventional metal housing for just the hot water tank. Yes, that could act as its own chimney. It's not going to be as attractive, and you may want to consider the placement of that, possibly, you know, on the back side of the house as opposed to looking at it from the front. But that is another option. Now, of course, you'll still have a penetration through the roof. It'll be smaller and less size and not as effective into the roof line, and not as affected by the roof line. So you won't have to really be too consumed with step flashing as you would with a masonry chimney. So there are some benefits to that idea. But placement of it would be my only concern.
Well, it would be on the back of the house.
Yeah.
The chimney is not.
Good.
And also, I see they make these like rubber covers that go over like a vent pipe, and they rarely leak.
Right. There's definitely some security in that whole idea. I'm not concerned about the integrity of that as well as how it'll perform. I think it'll perform fine. It would be more the look. And if you're not going to see it, then that's probably a good solution for you.
Okay, so then how do you connect that in the basement? Because like the hot water tank is close to the chimney.
Right. You'll probably need all new piping from the tank to this new exit point, and it will still have to be double-lined and properly wrapped so that it doesn't condense as it travels through the attic. You know, those are considerations. So it's going to take some infrastructure work nonetheless, but be that as it may, it's going to be probably an easier solution on the hot water tank side because you won't need a special hot water tank anymore.
Right. And then, so would you support it? Would you use the masonry chimney to actually support that double wall pipe?
No, you don't even need to do that at all anymore. The hot water tank can vent as directly and as straight as you can make it go up and through the roof independently. So it doesn't need to connect to the masonry chimney at all.
But the hot water tank's in the basement.
Yeah, so that therein lies the rub. How do we get from the basement, you know, to the roof? And if you're going to bring the chimney below the roof line, then I don't think we want to use the chimney at all anymore. So, you'll have to find a new path for the independent chimney for the hot water tank. That may be another complexity here that maybe would make you think about that idea. But if there's a space that you have, if there's a cavity you have available or one you could create, might require some drywall work. I still don't dislike the idea of having an independent chimney for the hot water tank. At the end of the day, you know, I would say to you, that tankless hot water heaters are probably going to become the staple. So if we want to look down, you know, 10 or 15 years, you'll go through another hot water tank before that'll happen. And at that point, going, you know, through the wall venting with a tankless water heater will probably become the mainstay. So, you know, jumping ahead to that and anticipation of that happening, I would say you may want to just consider the tankless water heater now. But, you know, your option is still there for sure.
Okay, so I'm in the basement right now looking at this, and see, I thought I could put something on top of the chimney and then just have it vent through the chimney chimney for support.
Yeah, so you would still have to have a continuous line, however it's run. So the space the chimney sits in is a cavity that you'll have. Now, yeah, you maybe have to take more down in order to be able to get to that cavity. So I guess you could say you do have the option of using it as a sleeve. where you could run the liner, the hot water tank, into the chimney, bring the chimney down below the roof line, exit the top of the shortened chimney, and then go up and through the roof.
Okay.
I guess I could live with that. It's a little unconventional, but I think it'll work.
Okay, so, and then use plywood.
Yeah, right.
Up.
Yeah.
Below the roof line.
Exactly.
Like half-inch plywood.
Yeah.
Cover that up. And if I do go the option of the tankless hot water heater, right in the basement, I have the furnace is power vented out.
Yeah.
Could those same lines be?
No. They're separate lines.
It's got to be separate.
Yeah, they're separate lines.
Other than for the furnace. Because there's two PVC lines in the basement, one's for intake and one's for.
Right, exactly. It's pretty much the same for the tankless unit, although the intake occurs from in the basement. Now, one thing I just want to make sure I do say to you about this idea, it's a little convoluted, okay? So while it'll work, what I worry about when anything's convoluted is resale. And again, you may not be worried about that, but I always worry about that. So that's my job to tell you that you should think about what implications a convoluted installation will have on resale.
Okay, so then what you're saying is if I just eliminate the problems with the chimney, solid roof, no penetration through the roof at all, and just go out the side wall with a tankless hot water tank and PVC run.
If you are asking me what I would pick first, that would be it.
Okay, so the PVC run, I could just run in the basement parallel to one that's already going out.
Exactly right.
Okay.
All right. I mean, again, my point of saying it that way is so that I'm preserving and ensuring the value of your home, which is tantamount and should be front and center of all of our thinking whenever we do anything around the house. Anything jerry-rigged or convoluted could have a negative effect on the house.
All right. So, you've been super helpful. Thank you.
Okay, Craig. Happy New Year to you. Thanks for calling in. Craig's line is now free for you here on WBEN, and you know the number. It's 803-0930. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. You're listening to Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Well, we are in the throes of winter, and it is cold and flu season. Who do you not know that doesn't have a cold or the flu? And you know what comes from possibly is breathing polluted indoor air. That's right. Dirty indoor air could lead to an increased issues with upper respiratory problems, dead skin cells, dust, bacteria, mold. All of that collects in our ductwork. And if we don't have it thoroughly cleaned out with the patented column duct cleaning system, we could end up breathing that contaminated air. My friends at Indoor Professionals are the only place that you can go to for such thorough cleaning. They'll come out with their patented column duct cleaning system, and they'll blast all of the gunk off the sidewalls of your ductwork, and with negative pressure, they'll suck it all out, and they'll leave you with the fresh scent of Canberra gel. Peter Gordon joins us on the live line. Speaking of cold and flu, he's got one right now. Hello, Mr. Gordon.
Just the tail end of a cold. I figured I could go, you know, get on my bike and spit it out. But at any rate, we're all about getting you healthy, and I've learned a lot in the last couple months because we have a new focus to get a medical-grade air purifier in folks' hands outside of Western New York.
Okay.
Vis-a-vis the internet and everything. And I've learned that there is more scamming on air purifiers than there is even on duct cleaning.
I bet.
Yeah. And so, you know, once again, we have testimonies a mile high of people from, you know, just getting a thorough duct cleaning. Once again, as you said, scraping the sides and the tops. That gets missed on other things. That's why, 100 contractors rely on us. 24 of them tried the duct cleaning with the less effective technology. But the air purifiers are just, you know, fans in drums with some filters. And the ones we have are 40 times more
efficient
than HEPA.
There you go. 683-3000. That's an important number for you this Saturday morning, as Peter Gordon is going to give you the extra special New Year's Eve discount for Hammer Time Radio.
Okay, so here we go, because there's a few of them. And how about a Go Bills playoff special?
There you go.
All right. Oh, at any rate, for duct cleaning first-timer, we're going to go up $51 off. But don't forget, wow, repeat, there's 53,000 of those folks out there. Senior, military, law enforcement, and first responder, you get more. And call me about air purifiers, SCD dehumidifier.
All right, 683-3000, you heard Peter. $51 if you're a first-timer. How do you like that? It pays to listen to Hammer Time Radio. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier. Breathe easier. With indoor air professionals. For every breath you take.
Ladies, have you ever felt bloated for no good reason? Pelvic pain or pressure? Too full too fast, even if you're eating just a little bit? Not so unusual, right? But if you have any of these things and they go on for 2 weeks or longer, see a doctor. Because bloating, feeling too full too fast, and pelvic pain or pressure that doesn't go away can be signs of a gynecologic cancer, like cervical, ovarian, or uterine cancer. And if your periods are heavier or longer than usual, or you have bleeding after menopause, see a doctor right away. It may be nothing, but find out for sure. Learn the symptoms. Listen to your body. For more information about gynecologic cancers, call 1-800-CDC-INFO. That's 1-800-CDC-INFO. A message from HHS and CDC's Inside Knowledge campaign.
If it were you, who would be the most trusted choice for home care? A stranger or someone you love? For some families, staying home with a parent or grandparent just isn't financially feasible. But with Trusted Choice Home Care, you can get paid to look after a loved one. To learn more about getting paid to provide home care for one of your relatives, text TRUST to 30930. Text and data rates apply. Trusted Choice Home Care. There's no substitute for care provided by a loved one.
The office is a ghost town. It's vacation week, and no matter where you're off to, you're never out of range of your favorite radio station with the free radio.com app. Take your favorite station with you wherever you go. You can even binge on incredible podcasts like the true crime podcast Up and Vanished or Long May They Run with the band Fish. Open the free radio.com app today and fill your holiday with the best music and podcasts. Happy New Year from radio.com.
Pop quiz from Bowerly. Over the last 15 years, how many vacuums have come in and out of your home? For me, the answer is one. It's been over 15 years since I brought home one of the best appliance investments I've ever made, the Sebo vacuum from Rosex Vacuum. Isn't it about time you discover what I did all those years ago? Sebo has a proven track record and outperforms competitors in durability, warranty, and all-around customer satisfaction. More and more people are asking about those battery-powered vacuums. Be the first to tell you, whatever amount of operating time they're saying you'll get out of the battery, you might as well cut that time in half and then add in all the time you'll have to wait for it to recharge. And while you're doing that math, I'll be over here finishing up my cleaning with my reliable Sebo from Rosex. Keep your wallet happy and your home clean when you get a Sebo from my friend Clean Tom Rosex at Rosex Vacuum. The Rosex Showroom and Repair Center, Sheridan and Sweet Home Plaza Amherst, or on McKinley across from Monroe Muffler in Hamburg.
Are you thinking about selling an old diamond? Whatever you do, don't sell to anyone until you talk to TAG.
TAG Jewelers buys diamonds.
Quite simply, TAG Jewelers is the area's most trusted diamond dealer. Whether loose or set in jewelry, their experts have the knowledge and expertise to ensure you get the best value for your piece.
TAG Jewelers buys diamonds.
Of course, TAG also buys gold, watches, and coins. But if you have any diamonds to sell, don't risk having them undervalued. You'll get more for your diamond when you go to Western New York's diamond expert.
TAG Jewelers buys diamonds.
If you're thinking of selling, make sure you get what you deserve. Talk to Western New York's most trusted buyer of diamonds, gold, and collectibles. TAG Jewelers in Cheektowaga at 936 Dick Road, just off the 33. House call appointments are also available. Remember, don't sell to anyone until you talk to TAG. Stop in, mention this ad, and get a coupon good for a free watch battery. Visit TAGJewelers.com.
Well, the hour has whizzed by. Thank you for all those that shared stories and texts from the last 30 years, and I look forward to starting 2020 with you next Saturday. Special shows coming up on the Bryant unit, the Bryant heat exchange unit, gas meters as well. And Dan Reiniger from Lakeshore Savings Bank will be joining us all in the weeks ahead in January. In the meantime, Happy New Year. Remember, life may be hard by the yard, by the inch. It's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE HD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.